Hello, this is John Robles. I'm speaking with Mr. Greg Barnes. He's a barrister or a lawyer and the director of the Australian Lawyers Alliance in Australia. Hello, Greg. How are you this evening?
Very well, thank you.
WikiLeaks is exploring the possibility of suing Julia Gillard for defamation. Do you think this is a real possibility?
Certainly the comments that Ms. Gillard made in 2010, which were that Mr. Assange had committed criminal offences against Australian law. She knew, certainly at some point, either when she made or repeated those comments, that that was false. And certainly from that perspective, it had a defamatory element to it. The problem Mr. Assange has got, though, in Australia, you have to issue defamation proceedings within 1 year of the publication of the remarks. You can get an extension from the court to up to 3 years, but it would be unlikely, I would have thought, that he would get that extension, given that he's had a legal team working on a range of cases for him, and he's known of those remarks since 2010. So he has some procedural difficulties in getting his claim up.
I see. How does his being granted asylum affect his status in Australia as a citizen, etc., from a legal standpoint?
His citizenship is not affected by his pursuing asylum, and he really doesn't have any claim against the Australian government. One thing the Australian government hasn't done is rely on the doctrine of diplomatic protection, which is an international law doctrine, which says that when a country believes that one of its citizens is being subjected to cruel and unusual punishment or torture in an overseas country, it can step in and directly negotiate with that government to try and look after its own citizen.
Right.
Now, in this case, the Australian government could step in if it wanted to with the UK and Sweden and indicate that it is concerned about Julian Assange being handed over to the Americans. Bradley Manning, the person whom it is alleged leaked information to WikiLeaks, has been subjected to very cruel punishment in the lead-up to his trial, and it could make those representations to the UK government and to the Swedish government. It's chosen not to, so it certainly hasn't done all that it can to protect Julian Assange as an Australian citizen.
Can he sue the government?
He can't sue the government. He really has no recourse against the Australian government in the courts.
I see.
It's really, like a lot of these international law doctrines, it's they're discretionary, and it's really a matter of putting pressure on the Australian government to get them to move to assert their authority, which they have got, and all nations have, to protect one of their citizens when they're at risk of being tortured or are being tortured.
The Ecuadorians offered to take Julian to the Ecuadorian embassy in Sweden. They refused. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the Swedish government from day one has, and Swedish prosecutors behaved appallingly in this matter. They have pursued Julian Assange in a way that they would pursue no other person for these types of offences. They're not even offences, they're merely allegations. And they've confirmed in the last few weeks that the fact that they're not interested in a diplomatic solution to this matter, they're determined to get Julian Assange back to Sweden without any asylum mantle over his head. And in my view, and I think most people think this, he'll be handed over to the Americans by the Swedes. And I think that's why the Swedes have continued to act the way they have. It's been an appalling performance from a country which prides itself on taking seriously human rights.
Just a reminder, you're listening to an interview with Mr. Greg Barnes. They haven't charged him with anything.
No.
Apparently they can't. They don't have a case against him as far as I know.
My understanding is that the case against him is very flimsy, that the witness statements are contradictory, that some of the motives of some of the witnesses have been called into question. Certainly it looks an extremely weak case from an Australian perspective, and even, you know, a perspective of a developed world country which relies on the rule of law, you would have thought it was a very, very weak case. And one has to wonder why Sweden is pursuing Julian Assange in the way it is. As I say, if he weren't Julian Assange, it would not be pursuing him for these types of matters, because they're just the case is so thin against him. The Swedish authorities would in any other case be saying simply, look, let him go.
Apparently it's so thin they can't even charge him with anything.
I mean, the case is very thin. It's being pursued politically by prosecutors pursuing their own political agenda, and lawyers pursuing their own political agenda, and it's an appalling case. And as I say, Sweden's not interested in justice for Julian Assange. Sweden's role in this has been simply to get him back there and then hand him over to the Americans, and I think their conduct in the last few weeks has confirmed that.
Regarding the stalemate, the situation right now between the Ecuadorian government and the UK authorities, is there any way out of that you see realistically in the near future?
I don't think there's any way out of it, but if the Australian government were to intervene, it's their citizen, Australia. Australia's relations with the UK and the US and Sweden are extremely good. It could broker some form of settlement, but it's sat on its hands, mainly because it doesn't want to offend its great alliance with the United States. Mm-hmm. And it's left Julian Assange swinging. And I think Australia is part of the key to a solution. But as I say, the Australian government has shown no inclination of getting involved.
And they still don't, and you don't see that happening in the future?
I don't see that happening in the future unless there's greater public pressure to try and bring Julian Assange home, back to Australia. And that's the sort of pressure that Assange supporters are now seeking to bring about.
What's the mood there in Australia, I mean, towards the case and towards Julian? Has it changed any since he was granted asylum? Or?
Well, there was a TV program on Australian television last Sunday night, which was essentially a dramatic portrayal of Julian's younger days, mm-hmm. And how he came to be a hacker and got involved in WikiLeaks. That, I think, has generated some support for Julian. And I think, generally speaking, most Australians think what's happening to Julian Assange is unfair. But what that needs to do, that pressure now needs to be brought to the attention of the government and the opposition parties here so that they begin to act on it. Because at the moment, they're not showing any inclination of doing anything to upset the United States. And I think they'll only do so if there's considerable public pressure.
What about international pressure?
Well, I think international pressure is also extremely important. And I think what Ecuador is representing is the alliance, if you like, of non-aligned nations who are saying to the United States that there are broader human rights issues at stake in the Assange case, freedom of speech being one of them, and that he ought not to be pursued by Sweden, the United States and Britain under the ruse or the guise of trumped-up allegations in Sweden, simply to get him back to the United States, where we all know there's a sealed indictment.
No, sure.
And a grand jury that's been meeting over a number of months to determine the course of his case against him in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Julia Gillard's comments, did they actually in reality prevent MasterCard customers from making donations?
Well, they certainly didn't help, but there are any legal action there would have to be brought by a legal entity associated with WikiLeaks, not by Julian Assange. But certainly Ms. Gillard's comments did not help when it came to the blockade by credit card companies and banks, because they were used as a basis for saying that that these companies wouldn't take contributions to WikiLeaks.
All right, well, thank you very much, Greg.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate it.
This is John Robles. You were listening to an interview with Mr. Greg Barnes. He's an Australian barrister or lawyer and the director of the Australian Lawyers Alliance. Thanks for listening.